time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Resby Coots, the 2022 Canadian Stick Curling Champion of Canada. And Resby, welcome to CJNU.
Well, thank you very much.
So we are talking about stick curling, which is something that before the interview started, you and I were chatting about, I wasn't too familiar with. Sounds like a lot of fun, especially for seniors such as yourself.
Well, it really is. You know, I mean, there are a tremendous number of people using sticks in regular four-person curling. It's kept a lot of guys and women in the sport a little longer than they might have. You know, some just don't feel like getting down in the hack anymore. Or some can't get down in the hack anymore. Some of us, frankly, are just too lazy to get down in the hack. But for whatever reason, the stick has kept a lot of people in the sport. A few years ago, a group of people here in Manitoba and in Alberta kind of collaborated on inventing a new version of the sport of curling. And it is a game played by two people. As partners in a shortened version, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you were saying it's six ends, six rocks per end, and basically there is no sweeping from hog to hog. It's only from hog line into the rings is where the sweeping happens. So you're not having to go from end to end. You, your teammate, you stay at one end of the ice. The other teammate stays at the other end of the sheet. He plays skip when you're throwing, and then vice versa when his rocks are coming back. That's how it works. So it's a lot less physical as far as the regular curling, a lot safer for seniors because you're not having to navigate sliding up and down the ice. But the fun element is still there.
Oh, absolutely. The guys who innovated the thing really did think about safety. They were a group of seniors, and they were smart enough to know they shouldn't be scampering up and down the ice. So the idea of changing ends to throw alternating rocks, the idea of sweeping between the hog lines, they set all those things aside as a safety precaution. There's still an inclination. I mean, in our heart, you know, we're still competitors, and some days we want to be sweeping. Are we doing any good? Who knows? It keeps us warm, and we're involved.
So I take it you are a lifelong curler, though.
Oh, yeah. I started curling at the age of seven in a one-sheet curling rink. People who know me have heard the story. A one-sheet curling rink in Elva, Manitoba, deep southwest corner of the province, and I have never been a winter when I haven't curled.
So coming from that environment, regular curling, for lack of a better term, going to stick curling, is there a huge learning curve or a lot different to doing the stick? As I understand it, when the rock is coming off the stick, you kind of turn your wrist. You still put the turns on the rocks and all that, correct? But is there a big learning curve?
Like anything else, when you change from one thing to another, there's some techniques that you have to learn. My curling partner, Norm Magnuson, is the Manitoba Stick Curling Association chief clinician. And we do clinics around the province whenever we can to give people a little insight into the technique. But frankly, other than the fact that you're standing and holding this stick, which is about four and a half feet long, the techniques are all the same. The turn of the wrist, the outturn, the in-turn, the problems that come from flaring your elbow out on an outturn, from turning the in-turn across, all of the things that curlers bemoan, they happen with a stick, somewhat exaggerated.
You're still pushing out of the hack?
You start from the hack, but the rules do allow for some alternate start positions. For example, we play male-female, age irrelevant, and wheelchair, non-wheelchair players all on the sheet of ice at the same time, or can be one of the most inclusive forms of sport anywhere. So the wheelchair guys, they start from 6 feet in front of the rings and just push, obviously.
Right.
I, as a standing curler, can start from the same position if I want to. And then I work from that position to the hog line only. And some guys walk, some guys slide. But it does start from basically the same positions.
So I was surprised to find out you were mentioning again as we were chatting briefly before we did the interview. This is all across the province. This is not just like you curl out of Fort Rouge.
We do, yes. Okay,
but this is not just a Fort Rouge thing. How many curlers are there, do you estimate, in Manitoba?
In Manitoba, we estimate about 1,500, about 25 clubs. Killarney's got a very active league. There's stick curling leagues in Brandon, Swan River. My partner and I, Norm, were up to a Bonspiel in Swan River before Christmas. All through the Interlake, Warren, Stonewall, Marquette. It really is... pretty much across the province.
And a growing sport, as I understand it, too, as the population is aging, this becomes really a nice advantageous thing for people maybe can't do regular curling any longer.
And in fact, you know, there are a lot of people who play both, as I do. I play fours with my son. I use the stick when I play in the fours. But But I also use the stick exclusively in the stick leagues. And yeah, we're playing four games a week and Bonspiel's on the weekend. Frankly, I'm curling more now than I did 25 years ago when I thought I was still somewhat competitive.
So if somebody wanted to get involved with stick curling, where's a good place for them to start?
Google Manitoba Stick Curling Association. We've got a good website, a lot of information there.
If somebody's a single, can somebody just sign up and then they get paired up with somebody, or do you have to have a team already?
No, I know most leagues will accommodate. I coordinate the league at Fort Rouge, and if somebody phones up or sends an email and says, you know, I live in the Fort Rouge Club area, I'd love to curl. Can you find me a partner? I'll sure do my best. I'm not a matchmaker, but who knows? Yeah. But yeah, we'll do our best to find a partner.
Men's, women's, mixed leagues, all in.
Yeah, we play what is called open competition. Men, women, ages, we've got... We don't have any kids playing, but we've got some young people in the 50-55 range. And we've got some seniors in the 80-85 range,
right.
And we're all playing on the same sheet at the same time.
Good. Excellent. Well, it sounds fantastic. So when are the Manitoba Championships coming up?
Manitoba Championship event will happen in Morris the weekend of the 16th, 18th of February,
okay.
The Manitoba Open Championship.
And you're going to be there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to get it through there, and then you'll go and represent Canada?
Well, we hope to.
Is there a world? Because you're the Canadian champion, but is there a world champion?
There is not yet. There are the World Curling Federation does have stick curling rules on their website, but advisory to people who want to curl in regular force curling. They don't yet have, but the Canadian Stick Curling Association, of which I'm a board member, is working on a strategic plan that talks about growing to the international level.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun and a great way to pass the winter. And
it is.
Keep a little exercise in you when it gets colder outside.
It absolutely is.
Resby Coates, former Canadian stick curling champion in 2022, now curls out of Fort Rouge. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on CJNU.
Frank, delighted to be here.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. My window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Safe within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain.
and an island